Hey everybody.
We're back.
Welcome to the Memorial Day Extravaganza.
Everybody.
As you can see, I'm here in my room. I know I've been kidding around. And I've been just showing like a wall behind me. But those days are gone because my real room is in the background, as you can see. This is my real house. This is basically my coastal house. I have another house like for in this when I do the city thing, but this is kind of just my coastal pad, you know, like not that fancy. Got a lot of old stuff, you know. I gotta kind of rearrange. It's kind of a mess, as you can see. But this is my real bachelor pad, as I like to call it. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about. You know, you just kind of like just have something that you think a girl will be impressed by. And I mean, yeah, mine's pretty sparse, as you can see. But this is, you know, my real place. There's no, you know, trickery going on. No bad green screen effect happening. No poorly cut out portion where I am or anything like that. It's the real deal. As you can see, I do have a piano back there. And that's just like, it was kind of just a keepsake that like my grandma gave me that. It's a grand piano. It is from, I believe, 1807. It's an antique. It is. It's actually, I don't even like when people look at it because I just don't know if, like, eyes, like, just looking at something, if that produces dust. I don't know. Because this is worth a little too much to me to really risk that, you know? I mean, you know, look, I'll be honest, this is not easy, staying in frame here. Maybe if I go back a little more, no, not really. All right, I got this set up weird, but, I mean, look, no one's perfect. I just can't move my head at all. If I stay like this the entire time, you won't know. All right, fine. I am using a green screen. Well, it's not a real green screen. It's just a I looked up how to fake a green screen, and this is really pretty obviously faked. I mean, there is no getting by this not being a real effect. But I mean, I was going to say I'm an amateur. I don't allow that kind of negativity when I talk about myself. I'm not going to say I'm an amateur or that I don't own a studio or whatever. I mean, look, fine. It's a green screen, but that is my real place. It's my coastal place. Like, I'm basically there for the summer, and I kind of rent it out when I'm not there. As you can see, I don't really like the riffraff coming in and using this stuff because there's a lot of antiques. Like, even those, like, little tables, those are from Sir Edwardian Gallantrop the Fourth. And he was a, he was a Mason, a Freemason, and he was in the original five. There was an original five Masons, and he was in the original crew. He came up with some of the rules, including which kids to scare to get the adrenochrome, and he wrote up the He actually wrote in the rules that you must use adrenochrome past the age of 78 because Masons live long lives because of their money. And they consider 78 like adolescence, because these really rich elite guys, like they live till like 200, and they'll say in the news like, oh, this Rockefeller guy just died. He was 98. Well, guess what? He was really 198, but they just wouldn't want to, you know. I mean, they don't want to really tell you the real age, because they don't want to scare the populace. But it really is that. It's just, that's the fact. It's just, you know. Ugh. Gotta add my other effect. I should have this already all loaded. I don't have those. You guys don't even know what I'm talking about. You know, but, hello? That's not working. No, this used to have a pause recording button, and now it's just stop recording. What the fuck is going on?
Hey. Yeah, but, listen. I know I just talked about, I was joking about rich people living till 200. But guess what? Armie Hammer was trying to eat people, was trying to do all this stuff. So what do they do? That's my question. I mean,
that's the thing. It's like, people kind of like, I don't know, there's a lot of crazy conspiracy theories, like, you know, somebody like David Icke, like, he, you know, he gets all, like, made fun of because of the reptilian stuff, which is, like, really out there, obviously. But, like, if you listen to him talk on anything, like, at first, I really agree with everything he's saying. And, like, I'm like, wow, he's actually making sense. Maybe he's not that crazy. And then he gets to, like, what he really believes, and you're like, okay, you had me until the, like, you know, shape-shifting thing. But, I mean, it is kind of crazy, because you look at Armie Hammer, and he's in this, like, he's in this rich family who, like, I guess his grandfather was, like, this big tycoon type, like, really rich, and Armie Hammer didn't need to be an actor. He was always going to be rich, but he's just... You gotta, like, it does make me think, I mean, what are they doing? Like, what, and I don't know, it can't be just his family that's that fucked up, too. Where he just might think it's not abnormal. Like, he thinks it's normal to, like, wanna maybe eat a piece of your girlfriend, or, like, think of the craziest thing you can do. Like... Maybe it's just like you get into that rich type of family and you grow up and they're like so psycho that they, and maybe they mistreated their kids, and like, I don't know. What is going on with these rich families if that comes out accidentally, you know? And like, who knows, maybe he had worse things that he actually was into. Will we ever know the full Armie Hammer story? That's my question. Are we ever going to know the hammer? Will the hammer come down? Finally, will we find out? You know, what's going on there with the rich hammer? I don't know, dude. It's just a crazy time we're living in. Don't know. I guess it's things that are feeling a little more normal, though. I was out walking around. It's Memorial Day. And I gotta say, I don't really think anybody cares about why Memorial Day is a thing. And I'm not saying you should or anything.
Nobody gives a fuck about these veterans. They're going, you know, they serve for you. You're sitting there with your frappuccino and your, you know, yoga pants. Go fuck yourself. You're not a veteran. You're a piece of shit. That's all I gotta say. You gotta take it for granted. You get this pay off. You're just walking around. You don't know why the fuck these veterans would have died for you. They died for the fucking country, okay?
Guy who breathes loud onto the mic. Yeah, nobody cares. It's Memorial Day. Why is it Memorial Day? Oh, it is. People just don't even care about holidays anymore. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, just like this whole year, that whole year of being inside, like, it messed with me more than most people. I'm, like, already so, like, just, like, a shy, like, introvert. And I'm just introverted. It's not really like a... It's just kind of like a choice, too, a lot. I mean, yeah, I just don't... I was never a party or anything, but it's just still, like, I need to be... I'm just not used to being around people. Like, I'm just... Like, earlier, you know, I went to... do comedy, and I was just, you know... there was, like, a little bit of people talking and, like, on the side next to where the, setup for the comedy was, and, I just got kind of, like, what's going on? I forgot that that can happen, you know? There's just so many things with stand-up that, so, guy walking by, like, well, it's also outside, which never used to happen, and, I kind of wish I did the outside stuff more, but I just was, like, thinking the world was literally ending during the pandemic for... And not because of the COVID either, just because I thought people were going crazy. You know, people need to go out and stop wearing masks. And at this place, they were at least not wearing masks, really. Even though most people are outside. You know what it is? It's like... if you're at a place and people start to not wear that, like, take the mask off, people will follow that lead because, you're just, people follow the leader. Like, they just follow whatever people are doing. So no one wants to be the one guy with a mask on if everyone has them. I mean, because then you, and it's just, I mean, that's why I don't, like, I've been wanting to just not wear a mask in stores just to, like, try it. And I did it one time. I went into a little liquor store without it all up. And that was, I basically did it because at their liquor stores in the cities, in the city, they have like this big glass or glass partition where you can't, it just cuts off the person behind the counter completely because I guess every liquor store is worried about getting shot up or robbed. I mean, it's kind of crazy that all of them have it, but not, like, you know, just regular little corner stores. But every liquor store has it, like, but they all have that big, they already had that before, you know, COVID. So I just walked in, and she had a mask on anyway, and she's behind that, so I just didn't wear one, and she didn't, I couldn't tell if she said anything, because I couldn't understand her. So I just, like, ignored whatever she said, and then I just pointed to the thing I wanted. You have to point, because they have that partition. You can't pick the liquor out if it's most of the little liquor stores here. You have to tell them what you want and stuff. And, you know, I'm usually so rich that I can send someone out to get one for me, as you can see by my room back there. But, you know, I just wanted to finally kind of, like, show my room because it's called Guy in His Room, and I'm not showing my fucking room. And there it is, you know, I mean, I gotta get my pool redone because summer's coming up, but I do have my trusting, it's like giant encyclopedia book there sitting on, I just have a couple books sitting on that little coffee table because just in case someone comes by and they want to see, am I a fancy person? Man, that is rare though, because I wish I had, well, no, I can't. In my real apartment, I can't fit a bookshelf and put a bunch of fucking books on it. That's the main reason I don't read actual physical books anymore, is because I don't have any fucking room. All right? But if I had a bigger, like if I had an actual house, I would maybe get a bookshelf and have fancy, like an actual old antique encyclopedia set there. Like actual encyclopedia, like that it looked. I mean, I don't know. I wonder how many people get hardcover books anymore. Like, for a while, I didn't switch to. I didn't really switch to ebooks for a while because I thought it wouldn't feel the same as reading a real book, but it is the exact same. You know, if you read on your phone, you can read an ebook. That's the slogan. But yeah, I just don't understand, I don't know what I'm going to say about reaction videos that had no one said before. Look, they're annoying. Stop doing them. What's the point? Like, we're seriously in, like, an era where there's nothing new. There's no new or anything original that's new anymore. Like, people are now making, it's like so meta, however you say that, where now instead of like making new content, like actual content, that's the thing with me. That's why I hate reaction videos, like, because I always, there's a ton of things I don't like that I want to just hate on. But a lot of that, like, you know, people on TikTok, I don't know, I don't use TikTok. Maybe there's like funny stuff, maybe there's someone who's like, who I would see and be like, oh, maybe TikTok isn't like as cringeworthy as I picture it being. It's just like you get older. And I just don't know what these kids are doing anymore. You know, I just don't know what these kids are doing. Oh, I did want to, I'm all over the place right now. I'll just say this real quick. I had, story time. You know how good I am at stories, everybody, but guess what? It's story time. The guy in his room.
Story time.
It's time for a fucking story, you motherfucker. Okay, I made that delay, but,
It's story time. We're here, and we're gonna hear the story of the week from guy in his room. I'm gonna try to. What's this do?
I just had two different. I had a pitch down and a pitch up all at the same time, and it just made me normal pitch. Watch.
Pitch down. Pitch normal.
Pitch up.
Which one's my real voice? You're gonna have to figure it out yourself.
Is my real voice. What if my real voice.
Is this? Is this my real voice? I don't know. Figure it out.
Maybe the whole time I have an effect on right now, like most of the time, that makes me sound not
like a little chipmunk little boy. You can't judge me. It's 2021. You can't make fun of my voice, okay?
I mean, how do you not laugh at a grown man if they had that voice? Like, I know it's 2021, but someone that
sounds like this.
I guess it's more.
I'm 38. I'm married, and I have a beautiful fucking wife, okay? And I do fuck that beautiful wife, okay? I don't care what my voice sounds like. I will not be voice shamed. I will not be, because I don't sound enough like a man. This is that toxic masculinity that everybody talks about. Okay. I'm sick of this. So what if I'm going through puberty? I'm 38.
Can you guys ever do this? You guys ever do this? You talk like this?
Hey guys, how's it going?
I couldn't do a whole podcast like that, though.
Hey, anyway, about...
anyway, back to the story 30 minutes ago that I mentioned. I had a big story idea. So I went to this fucking open mic, and tried an idea that eventually fizzled out. I'm just not good with, like, when I try a new idea, I'll just overwrite, have too many things, and I'll just, I don't know. The beginning of it was okay, though. So I did, before I went to the open mic thing, I was walking around, like, trying to get something to eat, because I was kind of, like, feeling nostalgic for the, before
time.
Everybody's saying that, and it's, like, not funny anymore, because everyone's been saying,
before times. Before COVID was the before times. Isn't that funny? We all joke about it.
Well, guess what? It's not. People died in COVID, so you can't laugh.
Stop laughing.
Sorry, I probably destroyed your speaker. Or whatever way. You know, listen to this however you want. Like, be it via headphones, be it via...
speakers, or whatever you want. Put it in your asshole, listen to that way, and feel the vibration. And then you'll fucking listen to it that way. I wish I had this, like, I could just walk around with this effect and, like, sit in a toilet near someone in the bathroom, like, and start making noises, like, I'm like, I don't know. It just, it would be funny.
Walking around with a effect like that, people would think it's your real voice, because, I don't know. This went off the rails. The story, this is such, gonna be such a bummer. I mean, I just was, like, looking for a place to eat, and then I went to, like, I don't know, three different pizza places, and they all had the gate down. They weren't open. And at first I was like, man, this city is just not coming back, man. This city is just not coming back. Fuck this shit. Like, I was, like, an... I don't know. Like, I was making it, like, I was, like, writing an article or something. And I was thinking it was because of COVID and stuff. But then I was like, oh, it's Memorial Day. So I don't know if they're actually permanently closed or not. But there was like three places in a row. But luckily, there's a million pizza places. I mean, it felt shitty, though, because it's New York. It's supposed to be... why would a pizza place be closed for Memorial Day? I mean, they're probably shut down, I guess. But so that kind of depressed me. But I did find one that was open. And I just went in, not sure what I wanted. Because I didn't right away, like, say, hey, give me a couple slices. The guy wasn't even at the counter, first of all, but he was back there cooking, and I was like, I guess he's busy. But I also wasn't sure what I wanted, so I, like, wasn't really going up yet. I didn't really want him to come yet, but then he came. And I think he said something that I thought, like, I think he said, hey, what are you, like, are you going to say something? Like, what's going on? Like, and I was like, why would he be that rude? And but then he said, I started to kind of mumble, like, yeah, I have a couple, plane or something. And I wasn't really sure, so I just, I don't know, I just talk really low. Unless I'm sure about what I want. But I just was mumbling, and he got, like, annoyed. And he was just like, I can't hear you, you gotta... And then he just left, and he went back to cooking, but then... And then I just walked out mad. I just left, but then when I was walking out, I heard him go, like, what do you want? No, what do you want? It's like, you're gonna be like a, like, grumpy asshole, like... They didn't even look that good. I mean, it's like, But I did need to, I was like starving at that time. But I still was like, it doesn't even look that good. I'm not going to be like, this are the fucking guys that like own a food place and they think they can be as rude as they want, you know? I mean, I just don't like, he was the only one working there, like, which is weird, but I don't know. It really hasn't, you know, it was downtown, like, and I haven't been down there for like a year. I mean, not in that area near Chinatown. And I did like walk down Little Italy or like a part of it or something. And they had everything open, which was cool. That actually looked like what it used to look like, kind of like. I mean, it did, like, get my hopes up a little. And I don't know, these guys that, like, I see these, like, comics and, like, a couple, some of, not many, but, like, some of them have been, like, just the whole time doing fucking outdoors comedy things and just, like, you know, haven't even gotten rusty, really. And they, I don't know, it's just odd to me, but, you know. Anyway, so that was a great story I was talking about. But yeah, I just, I don't know. I'm glad I didn't, like, just order something. Because, I don't know. Sometimes I do get mad and just leave places like that, but it's not like I even yelled or did anything. That's me. When I get mad, I just kind of leave. I just storm out of a place. And I don't even know if I was that mad. I just, like, was like, fuck them. What the fuck? Fuck you. Like, I just didn't even... If I really wanted it, I probably would have said... I don't know. I probably would have... I don't know if I would have still got it or not if I really wanted it, but... I just left because I didn't really... It didn't even look that great, but... And it was like a, I don't know. I mean, look, it doesn't have to be an interesting story. It's just something that happened. And, I keep not paying attention to the camera, like the video. Yeah, and I'm not really used to being around people still, like I think I just said earlier. It's just really odd. Like, I was even, like, having trouble going up to the bar and, like, ordering stuff. Like, I was always, like, anxious and stuff, but, like, I'm just out of practice, like, and I just can't, I just need to have a regular routine of going out because... It just feels more like taxing if you just sometimes go out and. But I guess also this bar was kind of there was more people at it than any other thing over the pandemic anyway. I mean, but you know, hey, at least parts of the city seemed like people were there. But yeah, I mean, just seeing places boarded up sucks though. I mean, there was even a couple, I was like, that looks like, I would not expect that place to be boarded, like, closed up, not boarded up, I'm not literally, I mean, when the gates are down, not, and that's normal, that's not a board, I haven't seen any place actually be boarded up, literally, I'm sure if there was a protest happening, they would probably do that, you know, But yeah, the weather sucked this weekend. It was another, you know. I was hoping to get some beach time in. I'm not a beach person. Well, no, I'm not a beach person, but last summer. I don't know. I feel like just this whole last year, I just want to like delete from like history. I just don't even like to refer to it, you know, like, because I'll forget, like, you know, I'll be like, last summer, oh, wait, 2019, I mean, it was the dark year. Do not refer to 2020. Just ignore it. Do not invoke the name. Because that's bad luck to say the talk about 2020 is to bring bad luck upon yourself. You might as well have a black cat cross in front of you or whatever they're supposed to do. Walk under a ladder a million times. Because, you know, I used to be like... I am still a little superstitious about stuff like that. Like, if I see a black cat walk in front of me, I'll be like, oh, fuck. Like, I don't... Like, I need more bad luck. It's like a corny comic strip joke. Shows a black cat walking in front of a guy. Yeah, oh, great. I need more bad luck. But I don't like seeing black cats. Because of that. And there's other things. Like, I don't want to walk under a ladder. Not like that. Well, yeah, I did used to see that all the time. There was scaffolding and construction all the time in the city before... In the before time. When life was life, you know. When life was life. I don't know you want to call this. Thanks to number 45 in the White House. Cheeto, man, ruined it. Can't believe how Trump made coronavirus in a lab. I was just talking to my friend how people would call Trump 45, like, because they're like, I don't want to say his name. I don't want to. But it's like, but you're actually kind of, well, you're giving him credit as the president more because you're saying which number in the line of presidents he is. You're saying he's the 45th. You fucking fuck. But the Cheeto man is gone, and Cheeto dust had to be vacuumed up from everywhere, and it was all over the place, like in the, you know, it took forever, it was like sand. They had to shake out the couches, they had to take the carpets and whack them outside, and eventually they had to buy a whole new White House, because Cheeto dust was everywhere, and that's a metaphor, because Cheeto dust means... Nazi stuff. What was I talking about? Not being used to be outside. But I don't know if I ever liked being outside. Or, I mean, I never really like being in, like, a crowded place, or being at a crowded event. The thing that I might like about it is that if it's a thing I want to see, and that's it, or if there's a friend or somebody I want to talk to there. Like, I tried to talk to this one comic that I'd never seen before earlier at the mic. And, I just was like, hey, good bit. I tried to talk to him about some bit he did. And I could barely hear him. He actually was talking as low as I do. I don't know if he's, I was like, is he like me? Just quiet or something? I don't know. Then I ask him a couple questions and he gets up and he's like, I'm going to go watch the show. And I'm like, all right, I guess I just did that to him. Like, it was because of me that he left. And I don't know, I just got paranoid because I just haven't been at anything for like a year. And I haven't even seen, like, there was like one guy that I knew in the before times. I should have a stupid effect I keep doing. But, and I knew this, and he's really young. He's, I mean, he's working at, like, a cafe. That should tell you he's, like, 20. I don't know if he's 20, though. I mean, maybe he's 21 now. I don't know. But I knew him in the before times. I knew him before, you know, in the before times. But, yeah, I saw him. And... one or two other guys that I've been seeing lately. And that's it. Oh, wait, I did see another guy, but I didn't see him, like, go up or anything. He might have left. And, like, I am, I don't know. I guess I am being hard on myself because I'm keep judging myself for, like, being so, just feeling so out of it. And as soon as I see someone I recognize, I'm like, oh, they've probably been doing it the whole time, but I don't actually know. But look, this podcast is going to take off, and then I'll have to, and then I'll just, like, not, you know. Yeah, I was recently, like, oh, I think I was going to, earlier I was talking about masons, you know, the people that lay brick or whatever. No, people don't ever talk about the real masons. What's going on there, huh?
What's going on there, people?
Man, what's going on? Hey, nobody talks about, you know, when they're talking about masons. They never talk about the masons that make, like, you know, stone structures or whatever. Should I look up what a mason is? Okay, I am not Googling what a mason actually is. I bet you, like, the Freemason will come up right away. Yeah, it does. pretend I'm on stage right now. That's why I have the reverb going. A person whose trade is building with units of natural or artificial products, like a stones, bricks, cinder blocks. So it doesn't have to be stones, it can be cinder blocks, which what the fuck is a cinder block made of? What if this was a whole thing, I just keep going down rabbit holes? That's one thing that, like, sometimes bugs me about Rogan. Like, sometimes he'll keep, like, drilling down on something. Like, he'll be like, so a mason is somebody who, like, works with rock. And what is a rock? Like, you know, when you think about a rock, you think about, you know, something that, like, what is this rock from? Like, what makes up a rock, you know? Like, what exactly are we talking about with rock? Okay, is it a rock that comes from the earth? I mean, or is it a cinder block? And what is a cinder block? And then I'll just go, like, hey, Jamie, look up. What's a cinder block? Now, a cinder block, you would think, I don't know, what is that exactly? Jamie's looking it up. Jamie's looking it up right now, yeah. I don't really know how somebody would do an impression of Joe Rogan. He doesn't have that too much of a, like, to me, he doesn't have a real signature voice. No, a cinder block. What exactly? Oh, made of cinder. Okay. So a cinder block, Jamie just looked it up. Cinder is apparently a partially or mostly burned piece of coal or wood, etc. So a cinder block would be a bunch of mostly burned pieces of coal, wood, etc. Or a cinder could be any residue of combustion or ashes, you know. So I don't know what that means. I need more. Sorry, Jamie. I need you to keep looking up more. It sounds like anything to me. It just sounds like it's literally anything. Because it says, etc. Mostly burned piece of coal, wood, etc. So just anything is cinder, and then put that all together and you make a block out of it. Oh, it looks like Old English was spelled S-I-N-D-E-R. Jamie, look up the Old English. And then he goes down a rabbit hole about what... And then the guest just sits there. I mean, I just wouldn't... I mean, I think I did one time, maybe once or twice, see somebody kind of push back at Rogan, like saying, like, well, I'm not that interested in that. I guess Elon Musk did about aliens, which, like, well, I mean, today I try to talk about Elon Musk a little bit on stage, and, you know, because he's, like, I don't know. It just didn't really, I don't know if it worked, but Well, he used to be like really concerned with AI getting smart, like in becoming self-aware and like being conscious, and like he like basically saying it is gonna happen. Like him and Sam Harris, and maybe some other people, like they literally, like they, you know, they're really they, or they were like now, it, you know, COVID has kind of taken everyone's attention away, but. That, you know, AI, computers, whatever, are gonna, like, it's going to become sentient. They call it, like, the moment of singularity. Like, when is the singularity gonna happen? It's kind of, I don't know. Maybe it kind of goes with, like, the, we're living in a simulation theory kind of thing. But look, it's going to become, you know, the singularity is going to happen. And we need to be ready. Just do. It's only a question of when it's going to happen.
Smart, you must. Citizens, listen. This is Underground Rebel Radio, presented by a guy in this room. Check out the podcast, subscribe, and rate. Computers are going to become, they are going to wake up, and we are all doomed. And it's not a question of if.
As far as the computers becoming alive, computers are going to wake up and know they are computers.
But, yeah, I mean, this is a real theory. This isn't, I'm not making this up. Well, it's not a theory. They think this is definitely going to happen. Like, Elon Musk was doing like speeches about it. He actually talked about it on like maybe the first Rogan episode he was on, and now like nobody's talking about it. So I don't know, that's like weird to me. Like, that's scary. And then you have this alien stuff, and then the UFOs and the COVID. But I'm like, all this, like, you know, advanced stuff, but we can't even like figure out COVID still. I mean, I never would have thought we wouldn't be able to figure a cold out. Still, over a year later, we still have conflicting, nothing makes any sense about it. We know, or we sort of kind of, well, not, nobody knows anything. If you ask one person, hey, do you think COVID spreads on surfaces? The next person will go, it might. I don't know. Let me look it up. Everyone have to Google, because like every moment the thing changes. And a lot of it, I think, is because they just don't want to tell. They want to. They did the mask thing because they didn't. They're like, well, just in case, they'll all wear masks. They don't maybe need to all wear, constantly wear masks, but because people are stupid and will party and be close together, we're just banning all restaurants. Like, that's, I hate the whole, like, the dumb people get, like, have sway over every decision. You know, it's like when you have like a weak, like the dumbest person in your class, like, and the teacher adjusts everything for that. Well, I wouldn't mind a regular class, but like, I was in I had to be in a choir in college. And, there was like a guy that was just always off key, but he was loud. And like that, you could tell the teacher was like kind of making hints at like, some of you might want to, and it's like, you are only talking about one person. And I mean, at some point you kind of don't be like, I mean, I don't know what you would do about that, because it wasn't like an advanced choir or anything. It was just like I think anybody could just, you know, I needed the credit. I think you could just pass for. It is kind of hard to. How do you grade a choir? Like, everybody's singing at once. I don't know how I didn't get an F, though, because I would sing so low because I didn't want, I was just, like, embarrassed to sing or something. So he probably didn't know if I was out of key or not, but I feel like you can really hear that, though. I always really could hear that guy that was out of key all the time. The loud, like, guy who made me probably thought he was good, because people that, it's so weird that people that are bad sometimes will be really overly confident. And he was, like, I think that's why he was loud, because, and then, but you can't even tell him, like, I don't know, what's the strategy for people when you have one person? I don't know, just keep making them, the whole class sing a section over and over because this one guy is messing up. I don't know, it's stupid. Maybe the teacher didn't care and he just wanted to mark everyone, like, satisfactory. Yeah. Alrighty. Anyway, I don't think I need to really record more. Just wanted to give you guys a good visual of the room. You guys want to hear what the room, or want to see what the, you know, my room really looks like. And there's a reason I'm always in there, and that's because it looks like that. But, I don't know, I wrote another thing down, I don't know if it's good, but, about how, I don't know, I've just noticed, like, a lot of couples look like they're related or something, and I randomly looked up the Carpenters, musical group, and they're actually brother and sister, and I just assumed they were a couple for, like, since I was a kid. And that's because they look like a couple. I mean, couples look like siblings. I don't know why so many couples you'd be like, oh, are you brother and sister, or are you... But it's actually the opposite. People assume you're a couple first, I think. Like, that's why I was like, oh, they're a couple, the Carpenters. I was like, wait, they're brothers. And then there's... I actually Googled to see if there was rumors about incest with them. I didn't really see anything, so that's good. You know, there was that other band, the Mamas and the Papas, who had little daughter-father stuff going on. According to the daughter wrote that memoir. So check that out. Check that out. McKenty Phillips.
The mamas and a papa was a little naughty. I
know they were hippies, but that's pretty... You know, I've been noticing recently, and this is kind of disturbing, that I just see comments on, like, you know, once in a while there'll be a news story where, like, it'll be like, and it's always like, long-lost brother and sister marry each other because, oh, God. Or mom and, oh, God. But every once in a while, there'll be a story like that. And I swear, recently, I've been seeing comments like, well, what's the harm, you know? Like, what? And I mean, I mean... What's the harm? Like, when, you know... And are those commenters somebody that... Like, are they, like, pining for, you know, their sibling or something? I don't know. Maybe they're hoping a law gets passed. But I don't know. Yeah, it's just, like, there's a line with the whole, like, being accepting of everything, where it's like, come on. What's next? Pedos? Gonna be, you know, gonna put a pedo in the White House? Oh, wait. What's next? You gonna put a pedo president in the White House? Oh, wait a second. Now, I could be talking about Trump or Biden, according to people. whichever side you're on, you would think I was talking about. Whichever side you are on, you assume I meant Biden. But it could be Trump because of the some allegation. Yeah. Although there's no way that, I mean, every politician, there's definitely some allegations that you could dig up. Literally every one of them. There hasn't been that many for the women ones so far, like the people running for president. But there's been a little bit. Just even it out a little. You know, this is what I say. Just even it out a little. Not all men all the time with the... But it is. It's always men more. So, you know. Just think about what you thought there. Did I mean number 45 or number 46? That's crazy. Biden died, though. I can't believe he just died, like, right now. I mean, as I'm recording this, I didn't really expect that news to come in, flashing in. News flash. Joe is a no-go.
He is dead.
Kamala is the president. I mean, didn't mean to break this. It just came across my news screen.
Joe's gone.
Can't believe it.
Joe.
I do like how Biden, every time he says anything on on camera now, he's always like, "Come on, man. You know what I'm. Come on, man. You know what, like he's saying, like, you know what I mean. Like, why do I have to speak correctly?" I just was there. I mean, look, I don't think we need to dwell on Biden speaking wrong all the time, but just at least admit that he constantly does, you know. Yeah, I can't believe he's gone. I mean,
there he's gone. I don't know what to tell you guys, but other being the bearer of bad news. I didn't mean to mean the bearer of bear news,
but a bear just got shot. Across the street from me. He was trying to go into someone's house, and the guy was like, he has a bee farm, and he was getting the honey out, and the bear just got hungry, and he came over. And the headline says, like, the Pooh Bear? anyway, I will try to be funny next time, and,
stay tuned and keep fighting the good fight. Fight. We're gonna fight. I'm gonna fight you, bitch. I'm too hot for TV. I can't get past on any shows. This podcast is gonna be banned. I'm just too hot for TV. I'm just too fucking sexy for TV, man.
Mm-hmm.